Test 1 2 1 2. Test 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Okay. Hello. Heightsville. Why do I have such a 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2? So we just fixed this. The pot. We had dirty contacts, so we got contact clean and shit. Adam came over and did that. I think we're going to have a, where is this, effects? There is a way of compressing after the fact, and we're going to do that. Where is that thing, though? Okay, distortion, bass, treble. I'll figure it out. So welcome to our pre-show here. It's Monday the 13th. No, it isn't. Monday the 14th, 13th, 11th. So Friday was the 11th, was it? God damn. Man, time flies. You know, time flies. Let's see. 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. Monday the 14th. Pretty soon, man, it's going to be November. And among other things, Thanksgiving. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to mention that, did you? Thanksgiving. What are we going to be giving thanks for? Huh? Because it's such a religious day. It's such a holy day. You know, I know that everybody will be giving thanks, regardless of their life condition, right? It's not really a religious day. It's a. It was a day that was... It was a day of... the day of Thanksgiving, I think, was instituted by Abraham Lincoln. National Day of Thanksgiving. Right? Abraham Lincoln started that. They have Thanksgiving in Canada, which is in October. National holiday celebrated on various dates in October, November, the United States, Canada, St. Lucia, blah, 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 blah. What about Thanksgiving in the United States? When did that motherfucker start? It's the fourth Thursday in November in the United States and Brazil. And Brazil, the history. Prayers of thanks, for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving holiday, history of North America is rooted in English traditions, dating back to the Protestant Reformation, also as aspects of the Harvest Festival. Yeah. In the English tradition, days of Thanksgiving became king. When did it become official in the United States is what I want to know, okay? What? It's a lot of shit. In the United States, and things of holiday tradition, North American colleges documented for the first time in 1619. When did it become an official fucking holiday? Quit with the fucking jazz. Quit with the bullshit. Lay it on me, man. George Washington proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration in America, marking November 26, 1789, as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God and calling on Americans United, most humbly offering our prayers and supplication to the ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Devotees in New England, Virginia, and other places maintain contradictory claims to having held this and that and some other shit. So I thought Abe was the guy, but it was George Washington. Is that right? 1960, President John Kennedy acknowledged both the Virginia and Massachusetts claims. Kennedy issued Proclamation 3560 on November 5th, stating, Jesus, poor President Kennedy's going to be dead a few weeks later. Wow. Thanksgiving in the United States has been observed on differing dates. From the time of the Founding Fathers until Abraham Lincoln made it a national holiday in 1863. The date of observance varied from state to state. The final Thursday in November had become the customary date in most U.S. states by the beginning of the 19th century, coinciding with and eventually superseding the holiday of Evacuation Day. What the fuck does that mean? Commemorating the day the British exited the United States after the Revolutionary War. Evacuation Day? That sounds like the day you take your first healthy shit. Well, looks like it's Evacuation Day. Excuse me. Influenced by New Englander Sarah Joseph Hale, who wrote letters to politicians for approximately 40 years advocating official holiday, Lincoln set National Thanksgiving by proclamation for the final Thursday in November in celebration of the bounties that had continued to fall on the United States and for the military successes in the war, also calling on the American people with humble penitence for our national perverseness, and disobedience. Perverseness. With humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation. Because of the ongoing civil war and nationwide celebration, Thanksgiving celebration was not realized until Reconstruction in the 1870s. How about that? October 30th, 1939, Franklin Roosevelt signed a presidential proclamation changing the holiday to the next to the last Thursday in November in an effort to boost the economy. The earlier date created an extra 7 days for Christmas. Very good. Since 1971, the American Uniform Monday Holiday Act took effect. The American observance of Columbus Day has coincided with the Canadian observance of Thanksgiving. Okay, well, there you have it. The Canadians, I know, celebrated in October. I think it was like the October 1st, I know. And Dominion Day is July 1st. So the Canadians celebrate their independence and Thanksgiving and concert with the Americans within a few days of each other. How about that, huh? Now, the 14th of October, 2023. Oh, man. Thank you again to my brother Adam for coming in and fixing the fucking microphone in the pot. I'll forever be in your debt, my boy. Okay. October 13. Well, what we have for you, another Coach Vernon Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama show. Does Ted's Chowder, a new menu item at Ted's Beverly Hills, sound obscene? Did we already do this? Okay. So, Coach Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama? Nugadilia Beacom, Gus's wife, comes on the show. Gus Beacom is back. Who the fuck is that? All right, well, I tell you what. This is probably a flashback from... Hey, guys, it's Phil Hendry here, and it's time for another Encore show this Friday. Okay, so what that means, therefore, is thus and so. Okay. Which means we're going to do Monday. Tuesday, October 17th, Gus Beacom's wife is back. Who the fuck is this bitch? Right, bitch. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. All right, man. Let's see. Nugadilia Beacom, Gus's wife, comes on the show to explain sinking her foot into a into a pile of dog stuff. Okay. Ted unfortunately can't donate $50,000 to the Emery House Foundation because the gingerbread house the blind kids made. Gingerbread houses the blind kids made were terrible. The Emery House. I love how I make things sound realistic. Okay. I think that's got it, man. Let's do it. Huh? On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.